Happy almost New Year, y'all, and welcome to the Busy Girls Book Club. We are a podcast that brings you the updates on Book Talk's most popular books and tells you whether or not you should take the time out of your busy schedule to read them. But this is a special episode because it is the end of the year, and so we are doing our Busy Girls Year in Review. It's the fourth annual, which is crazy to think about. Year in Review. And we are going to start off the new year right with a look back on this year and then also like set up our reading goals and New Year's resolutions. I'm Catherine.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Casey. So as you've probably already gathered, this is not our typical Busy Girls episode. Similar to Years in Review in the past, we're going to kind of take a look back on everything we read in the past year. And we're going to hand out a bunch of awards, like best cover, most overhyped, etc. And also just talk a little bit about some of our goals for the next year, things we did this past year, and stuff like that. So, yeah, keep listening, and we will kind of go over all the books we read this year.
Well, we read 42 books for the podcast this year. That's a lot of books. And we had some good ones. Seven of the ones we read won their Goodreads Choice Awards category. And another eight we read were nominated. So we were reading the trendy stuff, guys. We were on top of it.
Seven's a lot.
Never say we didn't bring you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the first question is, how many books did you each personally read this year? And was it your reading goal?
So I read 57 books this year so far. I might read one more by the end of the year, but it's 57. And my reading goal was 55. So I did meet my reading goal.
I have read 58 books. However, my reading goal was 75. So for the first time in a while, I did not meet my goal. That's because last year I read like 70 some books. The last 2 years I've read more than I did this year. Guys, it was a rough year, but I still read 58.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I read 52. My count is not super exact. But I mostly read podcast books, and then I caught up with some extras, like reading like four other Dungeon Crawler Crawl books, ended up boosting my numbers a little bit. So yeah, I never set a reading goal for myself though, because I know I read plenty with this podcast.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Did you guys get year in review stats?
Yeah. I want to hear how many pages Caitlin read.
Oh, 23,532. That's from Storygraph, so I think it removes the audiobooks too. And I did more audiobooks than I've ever done this year.
Nice.
I'm a diverse girly.
I don't have stats because you have to put the date in when you start and finish reading it, and I don't, so I don't get any stats.
Casey. We got you on Goodreads. We just don't have you using it correctly.
Yeah. My favorite stats are from Storygraph, actually.
Mine are from Goodreads.
Like, I can see that 13 books I read were over 500 pages.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I read
seven nonfiction books, so 12% of my overall reading.
See, that's a lot more robust than the Goodreads, but my Goodreads is telling me I've read 24,410 pages.
That tracks. I read just a little more than you.
Yeah. And then my shortest book was Lessons from Cats for Surviving Fascism.
That was mine too.
Yeah.
She saw I read it and read it.
Yes. Because I needed a short book to get me to my reading goal. And I loved it. It was great. And then my longest was obviously Alchemized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But my average book length was like 428 pages. So
my average was 401.
I'm reading longer books.
Yeah. Wow.
I think our most shelf.
At least that part, Casey, can't you?
No.
Okay.
Though I think my shortest was Martyr.
What about my average rating was 3.7 stars.
Same. Exactly.
I was stingier with my fives this year, guys. I got criticized for giving too many fives.
You have been in the past.
But also, I read fewer books. I would have, like, had a good year last year reading.
You did. You read a lot.
We should all say what our five-star reads were for this year. I love hearing what the five-star reads are.
Okay. I have to find them.
Yeah, same.
Probably easier on Storygraph. I can click that. Add 12 5-stars.
Wow.
I don't know what order it puts these in, but The House in the Sorian Sea, Tourist Season, Year of Wonders, Heat of the Everflame, Golden Sun, Girl Dinner, Quicksilver, The Book of Doors, Red Rising, Dungeon Crawler Carl, The Night and the Moth, and Say You'll Remember Me.
My 5 stars are The Long Game, which is the sequel to Heated Rivalry. So yes, I've read Heated Rivalry. I did not rate that one 5 stars. I read
The Long Game by Elena Armas. Very different.
Yeah, no, The Long Game by Rachel Reed. Shout out to Heated Rivalry. But I did not rate Heated Rivalry 5 stars. Only The Long Game. Then Remarkably Bright Creatures, Hamnet, Dungeon Crawler Carl, The Love Haters, Lessons from Cats for Surviving Fascism, Butcher and Blackbird, Tourist Season, and then what else? House in Cerulean Sea, Great Big Beautiful Life, Red Rising, Sunrise on the Reaping, and then that's it, I think.
I thought these are personality snapshots.
Yeah.
They are. That's why I love hearing them, because I feel like it's actually, like, so revealing.
Yeah, I feel kind of naked now.
Laid bare.
No, that's worse.
Laid bare. Yeah, stop that.
You're welcome.
Too much Heated Rivalry, Catherine.
That's enough.
Hey, it's the cult I've joined, and I will convince everyone else to read it.
We're going to read it. Calm down.
I'm looking.
Just not reading it on the plane.
You should.
Horrify some 40-year-old man sitting next to me.
I'm going to be watching it on the plane, so
oh
I don't.
God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find.
Is that legal?
I don't care.
Did you see the TikToks of them playing it at a sports bar?
Yeah. I want to be there.
This is what happens when Casey's thinking and leaves us to,
yeah,
to ruminate.
Sorry, sorry guys. I'm hurrying. Okay.
You were the one that asked the question.
Yeah.
It was. I know. It was because I don't have any of the dates. Sometimes it takes me a minute to, like, find the right.
Well, girl, it takes 2 seconds to add dates.
I just don't want to do it. I'm lazy.
I just logged. I started reading it and then I hit finish. I don't do updates.
No. Yeah.
That's already too much. Okay. I did not give out very many 5 stars this year. I think this is the lowest it's been since
we could have told you, I guess, in the Busy Girls book log what your 5 stars are. That's probably easier.
Caitlin.
Sorry.
And now I've got it pulled up.
I didn't think about it.
It was. I'm thinking of ending things. Kingdom of Ash, the second and third book in the fifth season trilogy, Tom Lake, Red Rising, I Who Have Never Known Men, The House on the Cerulean Sea got 4.5 from me, so close but not quite there, Witchcraft for Wayward Girls, and several Dungeon Crawler Carl books.
You got it. That's what the list said.
Yeah.
At least for the podcast books. I don't know your other ones.
No, that's it. Total. I didn't read any 5-star books outside of the podcast this year.
Well, the other Dungeon Crawler Carbs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the fifth season.
Right. That's true. Wow. Hmm. That's it.
Personality snapshots. What does it say that we all have Dungeon Crawler Carbs?
I don't know. We need help.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. Should we get into some of our awards?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
I added some like genre awards this year. I feel like it gives us a wider, you know, discussion. But we'll start with some of the ones we've done in the past. Which book that you read had your favorite cover art?
Honestly, I feel like Night and the Moth is up there.
I chose North is the Night.
That's a good one, too.
North is the Night had a beautiful cover. I hate to say it because I really didn't like the book, but Silver Elite has such a beautiful cover.
I can't on principle.
No.
I'm sorry. It does. Even though I hated the book, it has a great cover. Like, I wanted to read it for the cover alone. Like, literally no other reason. I think the book that would win, though, is The God of the Woods. Like, I really loved that cover.
I just feel like it enticed me and then lied to me.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. That's why I'm sad. It's because all these books where I loved the covers. I also loved Witchcraft for Wayward Girls cover, and I actually
loved that. Is a good one.
Catawbas has had a good cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, Big Swiss had a great cover. I'm going to stick with North is the Night, though. I loved the colors on that cover.
I actually think I, Who Have Never Known Men, has a really good modern cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful. So I might actually go with that one.
That's better.
I'm going to stick to The Night and the Moth.
Yeah. What about what book this year surprised you? And I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there and say Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
It's all of ours.
I picked it up just to be funny because of TikTok. And then I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Obsession.
Yeah. Awesome. Oops. Welcome to my cult.
I mean, yeah. my second
Did you say
one.
Red Rising?
Yeah.
Red Rising really surprised me.
I think Red
that
Rising
surprised
and then.
Surprised me as much because it had such a following already.
Yeah.
It was just such boy fantasy that I did not think I would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, other than those two, maybe Heated Rivalry.
Ice Planet Barbarian surprised me in a bad way.
I wasn't surprised by that one at all.
I was surprised by Spark of the Everflame.
You did get surprised by that one.
That one.
And I was thrilled.
A low-key fave of this year.
Yeah.
Like, I only gave it, like, 3 stars, 3.5 stars to all the books, but
as a series overall, it's, like, very good.
Strong series, and I really, fantasy fell out of favor with me this year, and books held on.
Didn't read as much fantasy this year.
Compared to other
years. It was still my top genre, but not by much.
Right.
What about, what book do you think you read is least popular out in the world?
I mean, I already know that from Goodreads.
Lessons from Cats for Surviving Fascism. Yeah. Guys, that book's so short. It's hilarious.
It's 59 pages and it's amazing.
Another one I saw on TikTok and randomly read.
That book would be, I feel like I'm thinking of Ending Things. Probably isn't that popular. We read it because of a viewer wanted us to read it, and I also really wanted to read it because I love the movie.
Yeah, I think it was more popular a couple years ago.
Right. And then other than that, I'm like, I don't know. We read a lot of popular books, so it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
I also read Slewfoot at the behest of my mother, which I didn't enjoy that much, but it's sort of like a cult horror classic, but
I actually have an answer for this one. The book with the best Busy Girls rating. I went back and there's only one book that has all 5 Busy Girl ratings from us on the podcast.
Is it Dungeon Crawler Carl?
No, that was not a 5 on the Busy Girl.
Okay.
It was Sunrise on the Reaping.
Oh.
Interesting.
Not all 5 stars.
But 5-star Busy Girls.
5-star Busy Girls.
I could see that.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I don't know if there's stuff you read outside of that that you would give a better busy girl rating, but
no, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I honestly wouldn't have thought of that, I don't think.
No, but me neither.
But now that you say it, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess that was a good book.
This is why I'm a nerd and I track our data.
Indeed you do.
Yep. Do you want to know our lowest one?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Is it Alchemized?
No. That had a solid 1-star average. Two books average 0.33.
Catabasis?
And Intermezzo.
Oh. Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. So weird how good books and books we don't like can have the same busy girl ratings.
Yeah. That's honestly hilarious.
Yeah.
Very highbrow reads with horrible busy girl ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, what would you recommend to someone that you read this year that would get them back into reading?
It's a good question.
I did my homework because I was like, I know I'll sit there and stare at my list and not be able to make a decision. So I wrote them all down. So I did Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez.
It's a good one.
I would probably pick one of our fantasy books. Honestly, I want to pick Red Rising, but it depends on what that person's experience is with fantasy. If they're a fantasy
sci-fi.
Yeah. If they're kind of into fantasy sci-fi, I would pick Red Rising. If not, I think I might actually pick the one we just finished. What's its name? I literally
The Night and the Moth.
The Night and the Moth. It might be The Night and the Moth for me because that was a good short fantasy.
I mean,
that or Spark of the Everflame.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the answer to one of our last questions and say Sunrise on the Reaping, because I think especially our generation grew up with Hunger Games. And if you've fallen out of reading since then, getting back into that world might entice you to read more again. Yeah.
Age specific. Yep.
Yeah. Very age specific.
Yeah, but like a wide age group.
Yeah, it's like millennials, Gen Z.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, which book that you read this year had the best plot twist?
Ooh.
I chose, might be controversial, I chose Golden Sun.
Interesting.
That ending had so many twists, just in a way that it was like, I need to read the next book. You know, like it got me excited.
Yeah. I hate
read
to
a lot love, of good ones.
Yeah. I hate to just like cheer on Red Rising, but Red I think Rising. I am going to choose Red Rising.
I mean, I chose the second Red Rising, so.
That book had like twists on twists for me.
I feel like it is Red Rising. I think that had the best twist. The whole series had really good twists.
Because I'm looking at our list and we just had some fantasy follow-ups that weren't that good. Like,
mm-hmm.
Onyx Storm wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. The new Sarah J. Maas wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. So,
I mean, Sunrise on the Reaping had some pretty intense twists that I didn't expect. But I would say Red Rising takes the cake.
Yeah. Okay. What's the worst book you read this year?
Oh. Done and Dusted, perhaps. maybe Quicksilver.
Quicksilver that Catherine and I both gave 5 stars.
Maybe yep. Daughter of the Moon Goddess, which you guys both love. Or wait, not Daughter of the Moon Goddess. What's the one? When the Moon Hatched, that's what I mean. Maybe When the Moon Hatched.
Oh. Yeah. There is one I DNF'd. And that was Intermezzo, because I did not have the time or headspace to do that. However, the worst book I actually read, the only 1-star I think I gave, Ice Planet Barbarians.
Which is crazy, because it's higher than a 1-star.
Yeah, girl. I honestly love that book.
That book is so unironically funny.
Yeah. Girl.
I
cannot.
I think it's between, for me, I'm thinking of ending things and maybe Big Swiss. Silver Elite definitely takes the cake. I'm going to give it to Silver Elite.
I gave all of those 2 stars according to the spreadsheet.
Yeah, but for the fiction litfic ones.
Catherine's really nice. She didn't give 1 stars.
No, I didn't give 1 stars to those. Because I appreciated I'm Thinking of Ending Things in Big Swiss, but I didn't love them.
Yeah, I think.
But it's Silver Elite, for sure. That's the worst book I read this year.
I think Quicksilver. So the books I just named all got 2 stars from me, except for Quicksilver, which got 1. I think it's my only 1 star on the podcast this year.
No, Done and Dusted, which you already said.
Oh, yeah. Between those two, for sure. I think if we're talking about books that... those were the worst books I read this year. The books that disappointed me the most was like Atmosphere.
Onyx Storm. Yeah. Atmosphere for sure.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed in Atmosphere.
Yeah.
The First Witch of Boston really disappointed me. I was also, like,
yes.
What's up with all the hype on this one? So the framing of the question matters a little bit.
That's true.
It's fair.
The worst quality book I read was Ice Planet Barbary.
No. I disagree. I think Silver Elite takes that one, too.
Yeah.
I think I gave it, like, 2 stars.
I know, but...
yeah, I did.
God of the Woods, another very disappointing one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very... honestly, Catabasis was kind of...
Catabasis was pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about it with a friend recently, actually, and it made me like mad all over again about how disappointed I was in it.
I did see in that genre we're getting a 3rd Alex Stern book, which is like, I love Ninth House.
Mm-hmm. In that, very excited.
That series. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm like, breathe life back into my dark academia, please.
Yes. I'm very excited because Hellbent came out so long ago and I really want to know more. And it had a cliffhanger. So I'm like, I want to know more.
I forget. The one has a title. It's out.
Okay.
Like the title is released. So is, since we're on the topic, the title for the next Will of the Many book is out.
Okay. Ooh.
The Justice of One.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, spicy.
Actually, that's a great question. I don't think I have in here. That is probably the book I'm most excited to read in the next year, is The Strength of the Few. I still haven't got to it, and I am, like, itching to get to it.
I'm excited to read The Strength of the Few, for sure.
I am, too. That was a good one, and it's gotten good reviews, the second book, so I continue to be excited about that one.
Yeah. Are there other books you're excited for in the new year?
Yes. I think actually just doing podcast follow-ups. I'm still excited for the next Spark of the Everflame book. I read the first 3.
I think the last one.
Yeah.
I just saw it's called Burn of the Everflame.
Yeah.
Predictable.
The third book, yes. The third book really disappointed me, but I feel like I really want the fourth book to make it up to me.
The third book was just too much book.
Yeah, I have a lot of things to say about the third book, and we can do a whole podcast on it. So, and then I'm also really excited for, oh my God, I just had it pulled up and now I can't remember which one it was.
I also have Emily Henry's Great Big Beautiful Life sitting here that I still haven't got to.
It's so good.
It's literally sitting next to me as we speak.
I think that's one of my favorite. I think that's my favorite of hers.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to that if I ever have time.
I do really want to read the Bunny sequel still.
Oh, we will.
God. Don't worry. We're doing it for the podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah, I convinced Caitlin and Catherine to put it on the podcast list. Yeah.
You have to throw her a bone every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. Also, after I actually enjoyed the Grady Hendrix Witchcraft for Wayward Girls book, I now am interested in reading his other books.
Fair. Are you going to go back and read Final Girl Support Group?
I don't know. Probably not, because you guys did not have good things to say about that one.
I feel like I've read more books many, many more books since then. It was kind of at the beginning of me getting back into reading. I probably appreciate it a little more.
It wasn't that good.
However, it's weird.
Yeah. I feel like you have to have an appreciation for the horror movie genre and like the tropes in it.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the slasher flicks it referenced, so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'd like it more then because I like horror movies.
And that's just another personality statement. Okay. Let's talk genre winners. So the first two are fantasy and romantasy. I separated them. But you could pick a romantasy book in fantasy, I feel like.
Yeah, you definitely could, because romantasy is a subgenre of fantasy.
I know. So, like, fantasy overall, but then specifically romantasy.
Okay.
Which I feel like I did this wrong, because I wrote what is No. Okay. I wrote Night and the Moth on fantasy. And that's because I'm calling Red Rising Dungeon Crawler Carl sci-fi in my head.
Yeah. Red Rising definitely is.
And Night and the Moth, I don't know if I'd classify it as a romantasy because the romance is not the plot.
I would say fantasy. Yeah, I wouldn't say romantasy.
But I would see SJM as romantasy and those books still have plot.
Right. So that's where I'm like, I don't know where the line is drawn. Anyway, I said Night and the Moth for fantasy and Spark of the Everflame for romantasy because like it's very obviously more of the plot in Spark of the Everflame.
I would say for me, my favorite romantasy probably was Spark of the Everflame this year, because I was really hating on the romantasy this year. But I think my favorite fantasy was probably Witchcraft for Wayward Girls. I know that one is sort of magical realism-y, but there's not really a genre for it other than fantasy.
I picked it in a later genre.
Oh, did you do historical fiction? Damn, I should have plotted this all out ahead of time.
Yeah, it's tricky though. A lot of these overlap several genres.
Yeah. For fantasy, I'm gonna do this the Cruel Prince series. Yeah, because I read that was like the first thing I read this year was like the triple edition where we had all three books in one.
You know what? Now that you say that, that's why I had a shit year. The first book I finished this year was Ice Planet Barbarians.
You're welcome.
It was an omen.
And then for romantasy, yeah, maybe Spark of the Everflame, not going to lie.
We didn't read as much romantasy this year.
No, we didn't.
I think Silver Elite was supposed to be that, but...
Yeah, I think it's Spark of the Everflame. I think that's the best romantasy I read this year.
Okay.
Unless, do you count Hunger Games as YA? Okay.
YA/ I'd say dystopian.
Yeah.
I think I actually might choose Dungeon Crawler Carl for my fantasy, or Red Rising for my fantasy, and then just refuse to slot it in the sci-fi genre.
Okay, so that's the next one I have is sci-fi, and that's hard because two of the favorite books I read all year, Dungeon Crawler Carl and Red Rising, I both classify as sci-fi.
Yeah. I would agree with that classification.
I know we kind of talked about science fantasy. Maybe we just need a new genre, but
yeah.
I'm going to put Red Rising as sci-fi, and that's going to be my sci-fi book.
I'm going to choose Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Wow.
That book is so funny. They're good for totally separate reasons, you know? Like, Red Rising is just so sophisticated and political intrigue and, you know, plot. And Dungeon Crawler Carl is, like, got all that, but, like, it's also just lighter somehow and funny.
For sci-fi, I will choose Dungeon Crawler Carl, but it's because I still maintain that Red Rising is fantasy enough to be in fantasy.
That's fair.
There's no magic.
There is, though.
But there isn't. There's... science.
There's monsters.
Genetically engineered.
We don't know that.
They created them and put them there. Anyway.
Next question is mystery, horror, thriller.
We didn't read a lot of any of these genres, so I combined them.
I'm going to give it to Witchcraft for Wayward Girls.
I picked Girl Dinner.
That's a good one as well.
I loved that book.
What do I want to pick? Mystery, horror, thriller. I think I might choose... This one is only tangentially mystery, horror, thriller, but I think it still counts. Let's Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil.
It's kind of horror.
Yeah, I can see
horror,
it.
Horror-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about straight up romance?
Oh, Great Big Beautiful Life. Number
Which
one.
Which I did not read. So mine is the one we did read, and it's Say You'll Remember Me.
I'm going to choose Tom Lake.
Mm.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nonfiction. Uh-oh.
We read one, I think, for the podcast.
And that's the only one I read this year, so everything is tuberculosis.
Me too. The only nonfiction book I read this year.
I read seven.
Oh my God.
My favorite one, just because of who I am as a person, was Vanishing Treasures, which is a short little book about, like, the ripple effect vanishing species have. And it kind of looks at each chapter as, like, a different little species. By Catherine Rundle. And I've been, like, reading it off and on all year. But she has, like, a middle grade book she's written that's kind of along the same lines, but, like, a fantastical element about, like, why you gotta take care of creatures. So she, like, does both, and I love it.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
All right, historical fiction.
I'm gonna give it to Hamnet.
Hamnet's
gonna This is where I put Witchcraft for Wayward Girls.
That's fair.
That makes sense.
What about debut author books?
I don't know which ones are debut.
I Googled a few, but the easy one to say is Alchemized.
Yeah, I'll give it to that.
I'll say Alchemized then. Oh, wait, can I say Twilight?
Yeah, you can.
Unfortunately, I think you can.
It was a debut at the time.
Kind of forgot we read that.
I'm saying Twilight.
Oh, because I didn't read it this year. That's right. Okay. YA. Did anyone read anything outside of Sunrise on the Reaping?
I was going to say, I think The Throne of Glass still technically counts.
Yes, it does.
Because I didn't read those this year.
But yeah, I think the only YA I read was Sunrise on the Reaping. And I enjoyed it, so congrats.
Yeah, I loved it. So are you saying Throne of Glass? Kingdom Lash?
I am.
That's solid.
Does House of Cerulean Sea doesn't count as YA, does it?
Well, it could.
When I clicked it on my story graph, it'll break it down. It did not pop up as YA. But you could argue it.
I can make the case, yeah.
All right, I'm going to put House of the Cerulean Sea for YA then. So I'm going to push the issue.
Okay. What about Casey's genre, litfic?
Woo! I haven't even thought about this. What's my favorite litfic book of the year?
I put a book that could have been in several other genres, but I put I Who Have Never Known Men.
Yeah. I pretended I didn't know, and that one's like clearly my favorite as well. Like, I loved that book.
Yeah, because like I could argue Girl Dinner, but I put Girl Dinner in horror, so.
Right. Closely followed by I'm Thinking of Ending Things, but I'm going to give it to I Who Have Never Known Men.
Is Remarkably Bright Creatures litfic?
I would say so.
Okay, I'm giving it that.
Yeah, it is litfic. Yeah. Excited to read that one on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, what was your favorite standalone book?
My God, did I even read any standalone?
We read a bunch of standalones.
Yeah,
I'll help you out. My favorite was Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil.
There we go. You're right.
We've named many, many standalones.
Can I double up and say Remarkably Bright Creatures?
Yeah.
There we go.
I was like, I want to say Ice Planet Barbarians, but it's not a standalone.
That is not a standalone.
Alchemized, I Who Have Never Known Men, Girl Dinner.
I'm trying not to repeat.
I know. But those are all standalones.
The House in the Cerulean Sea.
Not a standalone.
No, it's not a standalone. It's a series. Yeah. I forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Atmosphere. Fuck no. Thomas's.
Damn.
Hamnet.
I just didn't jive with the standalones as much this year.
Okay, or I've already said a couple of those I named.
I did, but I've already said them for other categories.
You can double up.
All right, I'm going to say I Who Have Never Known Men Again.
Okay. And here, this will alleviate your pain. Favorite series you read in this year?
Oh, wait, can I guess yours?
Yeah.
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Whoa, how do you know?
Obviously. I'm going to make mine Dungeon Crawler Carl, too.
You guys are crazy.
You're going to say Red Rising.
I am going to say Red Rising.
Yeah.
I do still love Red Rising, but I think overall series goes to Dungeon Crawler Carl for me.
I like it. I just haven't gotten into the hype of it yet.
They're both so good, and I just happened to read them in the same year. It's a very hard decision. Yeah,
unfortunately.
Which leads us into the next part. favorite podcast book you read? And we will use these to narrow it down to our Busy Girl book of the year.
Oh, God.
But remember, Busy Girl book of the year is a combination of quality rating and Busy Girl rating. We're going to talk about also like popularity and accessibility. And for that, we're only going to do podcast books we did this year. But first, I'll let you warm up with, do you have like a top five?
I mean, Dungeon Crawler Carl has to be up there. And Red Rising has to be up there.
Those are both up there for me, for sure.
Sunrise on the Reaping.
I think my favorites this year are actually kind of surprising to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm going to put Tom Lake in my top.
It was a podcast book this year, but I didn't read it this year, Project Hail Mary.
It's a good one. Kingdom of Ash, technically, didn't read it this year.
But I didn't give that 5 stars, though.
Yeah, you're the only one who didn't.
Yeah, sorry. Year of Wonders, Catherine and I both really liked.
I read that last year. God damn it.
Oh,
no, I read it this year. Wait, no. No, I read it last year. Never mind.
If we're talking podcast books, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I have my rough top five.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Number one, Red Rising. Number two, I Who Have Never Known Men. Number three, Dungeon Crawler Carl. Number four, Tom Lake. And number five, Hamnet.
Okay.
Okay, so how are we classifying, like, I guess we didn't do second book, so never mind. I'm going to go Dungeon Crawler Carl, Red Rising, Project Hail Mary. Say You'll Remember Me. And can I throw Golden Sun in there?
You can.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, let's throw Golden Sun in there.
Oh, God. Now I have to do it. This is podcast books?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think Red Rising's number one. Then probably Year of Wonders. And then I mean, I would say Kingdom of Ash, but I didn't really read that this year.
Yeah, but it was a podcast book this year.
Okay, that's three. Then probably Dungeon Crawler Carl, and then House in the Cerulean Sea.
Okay. House in the Cerulean Sea is my sixth. My, like, close to the top, but not quite in the top.
Yeah.
So, your personal favorite book of the year?
My personal favorite book of the year is a great question.
I think I'd say Dungeon Crawler Carl, only because I have told everybody and their mother to read it. So, seeing as I've recommended it the most, I probably would say it was my book of the year. Also, it was surprising. It was out of what I normally read.
I know. Well, we've all finished Red Rising, and we were like, this is going to be the book of the year. And I think it's still my book of the year. But okay. Dungeon Crawler Carl did come and kind of surprise.
I mean, yeah, I think it's Red Rising, but I did love Great Big Beautiful Life, so.
Okay. Well, what are we going to choose for our overall Busy Girls Book of the Year? Thinking about, once again, Busy Girl rating, quality rating, popularity, accessibility, and only on the podcast.
I vote Dungeon Crawler Carl.
For accessibility?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can understand that because it's just less intense than Red Rising, and Red Rising is such an intense book. That I think either of those two is like fine with me.
I think Dungeon Crawler Carl is more accessible than Red Rising.
That's true. That's the only thing I was thinking of. Like the only difference in why I've recommended it more than Red Rising. Like I'll recommend Red Rising to anyone I know who will like that and how complicated it is, but there's a lot of people I know who don't have the patience for that.
Right. All right. Well, I think it's going to be Dungeon Crawler Carl then.
Wow. Who would have thought?
You've finessed your way to the top. Like you got your book on the podcast. You got your book to win Book of the Year.
I did not plan that. I just, you know, I kind of secretly hoped you'd hate it because it would be fun to discuss either way. Yeah. It's just such a fun book.
Well, none of us did.
I am extremely pleased that it was the opposite.
Hell yeah.
Yay. Busy Girl Book of the Year for 2025. Dungeon Crawler Carl by Matt Dinneman.
That's fucking crazy.
Guys, I'm going to go see him talk in February. And Jeff Hayes, his narrator, is... what's the word for him? He's asking the questions. Moderating. Moderating. That's what I was going for. Join my cult.
That's crazy. I can't believe we've done another year of this.
I know. Four down. Well, the first one, it was like half a year. But still.
Well, do y'all have any final thoughts? I mean, what else? Should we do more like what was the most underrated, overrated book of the year?
Sure. What are books that surprised you? Well, we already kind of did that.
No, I want specifically what was the most underrated. Like, what was a book that you think just doesn't get enough hype?
Okay. Podcast only?
Podcast only.
If you said Twilight.
That's I would not say Twilight. I swear I won't.
I'm kind of thinking Spark of the Everflame, honestly. Not a lot of people talk about it in the fantasy world. I quite frankly kind of picked it up because it was a pretty cover on Kindle Unlimited. But I think a lot of fantasy people who are looking for a new like read that has a good already established series would like it.
Right.
Also The House in the Cerulean Sea.
Yeah, I was going to say House in the Cerulean Sea or... God, why am I forgetting it? Or Year of Wonders.
That's older, so I get it.
Yeah. You guys are going to absolutely hate me for saying this.
Don't say Twilight.
I'm not going to say Twilight. I'm going to say something you're going to like even less than that. I'm going to say Ice Planet Barbarian.
Shut up. No.
No, I love that.
I'm editing this out.
No, I love that.
I think it's so funny. It's such a funny book. And I just wish more people read it. Like, I wish I had more people to talk about it
with. The fact that we chose a video game book as our book of the year, and then you said the underhyped one is Ice Planet Barbarians, people are going to stop listening to us.
No, they're going to listen to us more.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're going to love it. The only other book I can even think of to say is maybe Bury Our Bones, because I just wish it had what I felt like was a broader audience, because... While it wasn't one of my 5-star books this year, I think about it all the time.
I'll also say, I convinced many sorority sisters of mine to read Girl Dinner. Because I wanted to talk about it with sorority girls. Yeah. I was like, somebody read this. Yeah. So underhyped also.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then I do feel like we've already done Overhyped because we read some disappointing ass books this year.
Silver Elite.
Silver Elite.
Which we went into that knowing that like most people thought it was AI. So
yeah, that's true.
We knew. Yes. But it was worse than we thought.
Yes.
Atmosphere. I think that was the one I was saddest about.
Atmosphere really hurt. Yeah. Like I was upset by that.
And I listened to her, like, I saw her talk about it. I, like, met her. And when she was talking about it, I was like, I see your passion behind it, and I understand why it was so boring. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was boring. Like, I understand.
Right.
But I don't like it.
No. And you shouldn't have to. And also, we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else y'all can think of? Any final thoughts up for the year?
Reading goals for next year. That too.
I think we read a good amount of lit fic this year, which I'm really happy about. I think just in the future, I'd like to read more 5-star books. Like, because I do think I read...
Casey, you hate every book you read.
Yeah.
I have read the least 5 stars.
That's a personal problem.
Yeah, that's not a problem of the book.
The problem is the books are bad. The books are bad. They're tropey. They're uncreative. Don't bring me the slop, okay? I want to read more, like, great books. But I think this is, like, more a challenge to myself because I feel like I could find books that I would like more and bring them onto the podcast instead of just hating the terrible fantasy books we read.
We barely read fantasy this year.
Yeah. I know. It really got a demotion. Which
you know, that like that TikTok sound, the woman was too stunned to speak.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I can't control your ratings, Casey.
I'm just saying that I want to, like, find more books that I love, I guess. Like, I want to read more books that I love.
Okay. To be fair, I think you were surprised the most this year than you have ever been.
I think the books that surprised me big time. Like, we read some boy fantasy this year, and that really surprised me.
When I was waiting for you to destroy Spark of the Everflame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's books that I like. I'll like a good book, but I'm hard to please.
I do think we've done a better job this year about just, like, being on the pulse of the book world and mm-hmm. being,
yeah.
which is harder because then we're waiting for them to come out. It is harder. It's mm-hmm. probably why I've read fewer books this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is not a goal for me. I want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
I also just want to figure out a better way to engage our community. I love reading our comments and our DMs and stuff. Yes. So I don't know, figuring out a better way to make a actual community.
Yeah.
Boys, yeah, girls, theys, all welcome.
I do think we say this almost every year, but this year we did the worst. More nonfiction next year. I think
I agree.
A few slotted for next year, but
I did fine, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, personally,
I did not.
Yeah.
There were not a lot of hot button nonfictions this year, not even like some memoirs that were breaking news, you know?
Oh my gosh. I just realized we totally forgot to talk about the other nonfiction book we read this year, which was Anxious Generation.
Oh shit.
We did read another one.
Yeah, we did.
We read two.
It does change. Okay, that I do think about still mostly in terms of my job.
Right.
Yeah.
But not that interesting in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. I was more interested in tuberculosis than I was in that book.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gave them a pretty similar rating, but so we read two. We just completely forgot about one, so that says
Oops.
Yeah, I guess that to piggyback off that, I think my goal is continue to diversify our reading like repertoire because it's very
this
easy
was by far most of our diverse year.
Yes, and I want to continue that because I think we had a lot of interesting books that we were surprised by, and we kind of I felt like we were more open to the possibilities of like books surprising us and like just mm-hmm. coming up the list immediately, like being like, okay, I see this on TikTok, let's do it next week. Like it felt very like
Yeah.
It felt like we were very responsive to the world, but also like making sure that we were keeping
some more like controversial, like Silver Elite and North is the Night, things that were like on TikTok, not necessarily because they were popular, but controversial.
Yeah. So I want to continue to be on the pulse, but also making sure we're including diverse voices in our podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say more sci-fi, more horror. Let's get even weirder. More cannibalism.
More cannibalism.
We really should. I should make a tab in our spreadsheet that's like, it includes cannibalism.
Yes, no.
Cannibal based book we read this year.
I think it's a shockingly high number.
It's a shockingly high number, I'm pretty sure.
Why do so many people like that?
It just happens. It's a trend, I guess. Trend in horrifying.
My cannibalism journey started in sixth grade with Robinson Crusoe.
Wow. Well, my cannibalism journey started when we started this podcast.
Same.
Wait, are you blaming me? Don't blame me.
Yes.
I'm not going to blame you.
Also, who makes 6 years read Robinson Crusoe? Crazy.
Yeah, I never learned anything about him, to be honest.
No.
He lands on an island. He's shipwrecked on an island of cannibals.
Mm. Wow.
It's a very authentic form of cannibalism. Nothing magical about it.
That definitely makes it scarier.
Uh-huh. Okay, book goals for the new year. I clearly need to tamper my expectations.
Yeah.
I did read like 70 books last year. 72, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just did a really bad job keeping up with the list this year. Like, I was a book delinquent this year, to be honest. And if we ever
recorded this on a Tuesday night, and it should have posted Monday.
If
or no, that was the other one.
Yeah. If there's ever an episode posted late, it's probably because I hadn't finished the book on time. So I think my goal for next year is to be a little bit more on top of it and read ahead a little more. To be fair to me, some big life things got in the way.
It is hard.
It's really hard, y'all.
It's really hard sometimes.
Also, like, we made this as like a joke, like, oh, we're so busy. And then we expect ourselves to read like a book a week.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But my goal sometimes is
it
always
feels like homework.
Yeah. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it's like, God, I have to read that fucking fantasy book I know I'm going to hate.
Yeah.
But we all do it because we love each other and it expands our horizons no matter what.
I would have never read Dungeon Crawler Carl if it weren't for this podcast.
No, and it was
one of my favorite books. I would have convinced y'all
somehow. Yeah. But my goal is always to read more outside the podcast. I always like to feel like I do a good job, like bringing in other books that are interesting. And this year, I don't think I did as good at that because I was hella behind all the time.
It's fair.
I'm going to say my goal is 60. Not 75, and I read 58 already this year, so I'm gonna give it a healthy 60.
I think I'm also gonna give mine a 60 because I've read 57 and my goal was 55, so if I do the math I should go up by 5, and then hopefully it will keep me honest.
Go ahead and be a dishonest knight, Catherine.
Okay,
a dishonest book reviewer. That's a throwback to our last episode, so you guys should read The Night and the Moth. Anyway, anything else that you guys are excited for?
Getting this year over with.
Yeah.
You know what?
The end of this year really knocked me out.
Here's a good one. I saw both of you in person this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll be possible next year, but it would be a lovely goal.
We are really trying to get all three of us back together at least one time
in
the near future. So,
yeah. Busy girls take wine country.
That's what I'm saying.
Manifest that for us, fellow busy girls and busy boys that we've learned exist courtesy of our analytics.
Guys, it's like 50-50. I'm shook.
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are you? Talk to us.
Literally your father, Caitlin.
Okay, he's not all of them.
He's our number one listener.
A man commented on one of our episodes like this week.
Okay.
A man I've never heard of. Hello, sir.
Thank you for being our fan, sir, if you're listening. We're going to have to start greeting them. Hello, busy girls and boys.
We're the Busy Girls. It's the Busy Girls Book Club because we're the Busy Girls
podcast.
Any people can listen. We're Busy Girls.
Okay. Anyway, this is devolving.
I drank red wine during this episode.
I drank white wine, so we're all going great.
Thank you guys for listening. Another year done. We truly can't believe how many of you there are out there listening to us, which is so sweet and special. We love hearing from you guys. And we hope you stick with us another year as we try to read books on the internet.
We'll do our best, y'all. Hopefully, that's my New Year's resolution, to not be as busy this next year.
Good freaking luck.
I know. I'm manifesting at this point. I want a calm, chill year, y'all.
We'll see.
Okay, well, leave us a comment. What do you want us to read in the new year? Hit us up. If you're a man, let us know who you are. And we'll see you in 2026. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Casey. Thanks for listening. And when you get a chance, take a break with the Busy Girls Book Club.